If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Evil Orphan Murder Trial of Dima Tower from the Hidden Killers podcast in True Crime Today.
Seated, everyone. Good afternoon. Two more minutes, I guess. All right, Deputy, I'm told we have a verdict. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, we have everybody present. Are both sides ready to bring the jurors back in?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, let me just caution everybody in the audience. We're going to respect the verdict, whatever it is, by this jury. So please, similar to what we talked about earlier, no outward signs of emotion or comments. We need to be professional, respect the jury. So if you can't handle it, then I need you to remove yourself kindly, okay? All right, let's bring the jurors in. Welcome back, everybody. Everybody may be seated. Members of the jury, I'm told that you reached a verdict. Is that correct?
Yes.
Can the foreperson hand it to the bailiff? I take a look at it next to make sure that it's executed, signed, and dated, etc. And then I'll hand it to the clerk. Can you please hand this to the clerk? And the clerk is going to publish the verdict.
In the Circuit Court of the 12th Judicial Circuit in and for Sarasota County, Florida, State of Florida versus Dima Tower, case number 2023-CF-8812-NC, verdict. We, the jury, find as follows as to count one, victim Jennifer Tower. The defendant is guilty of murder in the first degree as charged. We, the jury, find as follows as to count two, victim Wabi Tower. The defendant is guilty of murder in the first degree as charged. We, the jury, find as follows as to count three, the defendant is guilty of fleeing to elude a law enforcement officer, as charged. So say we all, this 14th day of November, 2025, signed, foreperson.
Members of the jury, there's something we do after every verdict. It's called polling the jury. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start in the back. I'll go left to right, then I'll come forward and go left to right, okay? So to the gentleman in the back left, is this your verdict and the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
To the gentleman next door, is this your verdict and the verdict of the jury as the whole?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict and the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Ma'am, Is this your verdict and the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
Young lady on the far right, is this your verdict and the verdict of the jury as a whole?
Yes.
To the gentleman in front, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Next gentleman, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Sir, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict?
Yes.
Ma'am, is this your verdict?
Yes.
And ma'am, is this your verdict? Folks, on behalf of everybody, I want to thank you for your service. We have different types of trials. This was a longer trial, although, as I mentioned, not terribly long. We do have those that are longer. We asked a lot of you. You came in Monday on a week with a holiday. You were here all week, early in the morning. So we all truly appreciate your service. The system cannot function without you folks, and I talked a lot about that on Monday, so thank you. You have a right as a juror not to discuss your jury service with anybody. That's a right you have as a juror. It would take a court order to compel it. I haven't seen it in my career done. You also have the ability to speak to whoever you want. That's a right you have as a juror as well. No one can prevent you from speaking. I know it's a big ask, again, Monday through Friday. I hope the experience was good for you. We try to be as efficient as possible with your time and not get you in and out as efficiently as possible. So again, thank you. Your service is done. What I'm going to do after you leave is I'm going to talk to the parties. We'll discuss setting a sentencing date. I don't know if we're going to do that today or if we're going to do it down the road. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to leave. You have no further obligation to the court. I think it gets you out of jury service for a year. So there's some good news. But again, thank you. Make sure you take all your personal belongings with you when you leave. If you want to find out what happened or what happens, you can give my judicial assistant a call, Jennifer. Her number's on the board, I believe, in your jury room. You can give her a call later today and find out what the next steps are, okay? Thank you so much, everybody, for your service. Can everybody please stand? Our jurors are now exiting the courtroom. All right, let's take a, I'm going to take a 2-minute break. I'm going to go thank the jurors for their service in the jury room. Why don't we, let's leave Mr. Ted, yeah, let's handcuff him. Let's leave him in here for now. Why don't you talk among yourselves when you want to do sentencing, how you want that to take place. I'd also like the attorneys to please approach and take a look at the verdict form before it's filed, okay? I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
More of the Evil Orphan Murder Trial of Dima Tower is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.